So our listener Jennifer needs the tools to inspire some ambition in her boyfriend. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, can you inspire something like ambition in someone?
Mm.
I ask because of my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together a couple of years. He makes really good money working as an engineer, but nice. He has no desire to move up the corporate ladder to a managerial position. He likes what he's currently doing. Doesn't want the added stress of a more senior position, doesn't want to work longer hours to make more money, which he doesn't need, his quote.
Mm.
I, on the other hand, am definitely more ambitious. I make less than he does, but I'm on track to pass him up and then some in another year or two.
Nice.
I've mentioned to him several times about pursuing a higher job, but he keeps saying he's fine.
Okay.
Do you think it's fair to push your partner to aim higher or inspire ambition?
Mm-hmm.
And how important is it that two people have the same level of ambition?
Mm.
Would you be upset if your partner suddenly decided they wanted to downgrade from where they are now?
Mm.
Please help.
I don't think it's a bad thing to try to push your partner to be better.
No,
but if they want to be pushed.
Exactly. That's the thing, is he mentioned the reasons why. He doesn't want added stress and longer hours.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it sounds like he is more of a person that appreciates balance. And, you know, as long as I've got everything covered, I want to make sure I'm not like my whole existence isn't mostly my job.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I feel like I know a couple engineers and they are paid well, but like, That's a job.
It can be a demanding job.
Yeah,
yes.
like you and I just yap on the radio. Like, engineers are like, for real.
We have real jobs, is what you're saying.
I don't want to downgrade what you and I do, Kelly, but we aren't engineers.
Right, exactly. And not surgeons and not pilots, and thank goodness for that. Yes, let's count our blessings.
Right. So, I don't know. Like, I get that she wants him to, maybe she sees potential in him.
Right.
And is
she
like,
thinks that everyone should have like goals, and maybe it's she's like, he doesn't seem to have goals.
And he's like, hey, I'm good.
I mean,
I make enough money and we're good.
And if you're happy, I feel like that should be the end goal, regardless of what happy looks like.
Man. Yeah, because I also know people who make bank, but they are 100% work. And
exactly.
They have zero home life.
Money, yes, money and success can come at a price.
Yeah.
And maybe he's not willing to pay that price. And is that a bad thing?
Yeah, and I will say there have been several people that have reached out and said, so if he does work longer hours and makes more money, then is it going to add more stress to your relationship? And then all of a sudden, you guys...
say yes.
Yeah, well, then maybe there's a problem there too now. So
exactly.
I don't know. I think that maybe it's Kelly, I don't know if you and I are both kind of saying let him do his thing, and
I am saying that for sure.
Yeah, and you just sort of follow your passion and goals. And you guys, I think, can probably run parallel to each other, right?
Well, yeah. And I feel like you be each other's cheerleaders for whatever that means.
Yeah.
You'll celebrate his success and his happiness. You can keep pushing yourself on. And if he's still, you know, celebrating you and supporting you in your goals,
yeah.
Then that's what you should really concentrate on and worry about is your own ambitions.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Send us a voice note. Send us a text, call, because we'd love to hear your take on this, especially if this was you, right?
Yep.
And how did you work through it? What happened? Jennifer needs to hear this. And
listen, Brandon's rolling in saying, I make bank, LOL. So we'll let you know how he feels
how he
about
feels
all
about
that.
It. Yep. Okay. All right. So that's coming up. Your stories next. Jennifer is trying to inspire her boyfriend, who's an engineer, to make more money. He already makes more money. He thinks, or he already makes good money working as an engineer, and is like,
and he's happy.
I'm like, he's like, I don't want to necessarily get into management and make more money. I like what I'm doing.
He doesn't want the stress of longer hours and all the things.
And she's like, I see more in him and he just doesn't want to do it. I'm moving forward and I'm, you know, climbing up the corporate ladder and I should be, you know, a bigger success in a couple years and all that stuff.
Yeah. Brandon on the text line says, I make bank, mm-hmm. not worth it.
Mm.
I'll add the only reason I do that is so my wife can stay at home with the kids. If we yeah. didn't have that responsibility, I would cut it way back.
Interesting.
That's the reward for the moment right now.
Yeah. John rolls in on text and says, a guy is happy. Don't yuck his yum. Balance is important to him. And then he goes on and says, I accidentally became important at work and it's ruining my life. Let him be happy.
Oh, wow. Accidentally became important.
Yeah, I've heard that from some people who are like, you know, they're just along and they get promoted.
Yep.
Not necessarily because of something that they wanted to pursue, but
right.
like they're right place, right time. And they're like, hey, you're the person for the job. And then it's like, oh, I don't like
this. I mean,
this.
Once upon a time, that's kind of how you got into the position that yeah. you are. Like right at the beginning of when we first started working together, you got, you know, way more
upgraded
on your plate.
Yeah.
On Facebook, Katie says, yikes, just yikes. Hey, Ben and Kelly, can you inspire something like contentment in someone? And then Angela was like, ouch, get some aloe for that deserved burn.
Is she referring to like Jennifer?
Yes. She's why don't you, you know, be content that he's happy.
Right.
And just
right.
support his happiness.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that are like, you know what? If he's happiness is way more important. Happiness and mental health way more important than money. I mean, money's great. Yes. Don't get me wrong. Pays the bills and all that stuff. But if you are miserable.
Right.
Then that is terrible.
Exactly. Well, and Catherine says, does his lack of upward drive actually impact your shared life? Is he financially stable, responsible,
mm-hmm.
happy? Is the issue more about maybe your expectations
yeah.
as the real problem? Like, I guess maybe do you have life goals that you feel like you can't achieve unless he contributes more? Is that really what's at the root of it?
Interesting. Luke checks in and says, I am an engineer. Management isn't a huge thing in this field. We operate well with minimal management. Review of work more than management. So it's like, you know, that may even be something for her boyfriend to just sit, like say back to her.
Explain
like,
to her. Yeah.
Hey, that's not huge in this field. Like we're
yeah, like
we're
the
good.
Corporate ladder's different for
yeah.
us.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
Yeah. And Holly says just because he's choosing not to go up the corporate ladder doesn't mean he isn't wanting to progress in his life.
Right.
I was a retail manager for a really long time and peak COVID brought me so much stress
mm-hmm.
that my late husband actually advised me to take a $5 pay cut to a different job. And it was the best decision I've ever had in my life because I was no longer a manager.
Yeah. We've heard from a lot of people who said, you know what? I actually downgraded my position
yeah,
and
I'm happier.
And I'm happier. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just keep that in perspective, Jennifer. And I think you can move in parallel lines and you can be happy for him and he can applaud you on your accomplishments and things like that.
Yeah. And Sean says it doesn't seem fair to try and push someone else to the goals you set for them, especially
yes.
if they don't want to try to reach those goals.
All right. Well, hopefully this sinks in.
Yeah, and just sit down and talk about, okay, what are your life goals together?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can achieve them doing what you're doing or, you know, on your upward trajectory,
mm-hmm.
then I would say count your stars because you both seem to be happy. So there you go. Maybe count your blessings.
Okay. Hey, good luck. Yes, I think you guys sound like you're in a good spot. It's just you need to check your ambition and where you're spending your energy on, you know?
Exactly.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is Group Therapy. BJ.